Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Beit. So we are holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. There is a halacha that a person has to be metaher himself on Yantiv, meaning in advance of Yantiv, and that chiyuv is in the parsha of Tumas Nevela, where it says Uvenivlasam Lo Sigau. And the way Chazal understood this is that it's talking about specifically on Yom Tov, on the times of Regel, where a person has to be Tahar in order to be able to enter the Azara and to be able to eat Karbanos. So in order to ensure that he's Tahar on Yom Tov, he has to be Mitar himself before Yom Tov and then go to the Mikveh already before Yom Tov, so that even if he needs Har of Shemesh, by the time the sun sets that night, he will become Tahar. So our Mishnah is going to discuss, what if Erev Yom Tov happens to be Shabbos? How does one go about being Mitar himself? Chalios achar Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls out right after Shabbos, Beishami Omrim at Bilinus HaKol Milfnei HaShabbos, a person, whether it's himself or his kelim that are tamei, he could be matbil everything before Shabbos. Beisul omrim, but not on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be tovel things on Shabbos. Beisul omrim kelim milfnei Shabbos va'adam b'Shabbos. The kelim he has to take care of before Shabbos, but the person himself, he can go to the mikvah on Shabbos. Now the halach is that mayim that is tameh, water that is tameh, becomes tahar through a process called zriya in the mikvah waters. When the mikvah waters are salty, though, and there's mayim tameh that's good clean water, and you don't want to mix them all together. Zriya means just to have the waters mingle with each other, but you don't want to ruin your good Poland Spring delicious drinking water just because it's tameh and have it ruined by salty mikvah waters. So you can put them in a kli. You could put your Poland Spring clean, delicious tamei water in a kli and put that into the mikveh until it just barely on the over the top, over the edge of the kli, just barely touches the mikveh water, and therefore the freshness of your tamei water will be preserved and it will no longer be tamei, it will be tahar. So in that case, shavin shemashkin es hamayim b'kli evan l'taharan. Both Beishame and Beisulul agree that you can do this hashaka, this process of being matar of the water, with a stone kli in order to be matahir. Avalom madbilin, but you cannot use a kli eitz to put tamei water in it in order to be metahir it, because tevilas kelim and yamtov is aser umadbilin migav legav umechabura lechabura. We'll have to explain what that means in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, kuli alamias. Everyone, however, seems to agree kli b'shabbos lo, that you're definitely not allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos. My time, what's the reason you're not allowed to tovel a kli on Shabbos? Amar Rabba, gzera shami yitlenu biyado v'yavrenu arba amos perushas rabim. We're afraid that you might take it in your hand and carry it for amos and rishas rabim. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says that's yesh lo bar b'chatzero ma'ikal ameimar. What if that reason doesn't apply? What if you have a bar to tovel it in your own chatzer? So you're not going to carry a dalet amos in rishas rabim because you have no need to go into rishas rabim. Amalei gzera bar b'chatzero atu bar b'rishas rabim. He says, well, that's why it's a gzera. We make a gzera that you can't even tovel in a bar that's in your own chatzer, lest you come to do it in rishas rabim, which will involve carrying for amos in the rishas rabim. So the Gemara asks, wait, hatenach Shabbos, Yom Tov Ma'ikal Meimar. I understand why you can't tovel on Shabbos because you're afraid you might carry, but in Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. So what's the problem? Gazru Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. They made a gzera of Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Frak the Gemara, mi gazrinan? Do we make such a gzera to be so strict about Tfilas Kelim, which is something that's really mutter me'ikra din, and to asr on Shabbos, and it's only asr on Shabbos because of a gzera, and then we add a gzera l'gzera to asr on Yom Tov Atu Shabbos? Vatnan, doesn't the Mishnah say that everyone agrees that you could do hashaka of tamei water in a stone kli l'tahara in order to be matara the water, avalom matbilin, but you're not allowed to be tovel the a kli eitz that's tamei in the water on Shabbos v'iisa? But if the chum were so strict about tefilas kelim, nigzar hashaka atu hadbala. If they're really going to go overboard and go super strict on anything related to tefilas kelim, they shouldn't even allow you to do hashaka, lest you come to do hadbala of a kli that's actually tamei. So says Gemara, that's not a kasha v'tisbara. You really think that's a kasha? E isle mayim yafim hani lamili lemevi luhu ashaka. If he had other tahar waters besides for, you know, if he had other clean water, rather, other Poland spring water that he could drink aside from this tame water, so why would he have to do hashaka? Ela delesle, obviously, if he's trying to do hashaka, it's because he has no other fresh potable water. Since he doesn't have any other water, it's normal for him to be very careful not to be metame the water. So if in the end of the day it became tame, that's a milsa de l'shchiach. That is something that's very uncommon. And the rule generally is, it's true, we may make din drabanan, we may make lots of gzeros, we may be very strict, but only on a milsa de shchiach, only on something that would commonly happen. This, the idea of clean water becoming tamei, is not commonly going to happen. Clean water becoming tamei, when you have a very limited supply of clean water, is not commonly going to happen, because normally a person would be overprotective of his clean water supply. Eisve, is asked the Gemara, Madlin bidli tamei. You're allowed to draw on Yom Tov water from a bar with a tame kli, v'hu tahar, even though it's becoming, the kli itself is becoming tovel, then it's becoming tahar, v'i'isa, but if it's true that the Chum were so strict about Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos, nigzar dem asilat buli b'nei, should we make a gzera that you might come to be just tovel the kli for the sake of toveling it without drawing any water? Says Marno, shayni hasa mitok shal hutzalo el alidedal yo zacharu. Since this tevila is only mutter when he's drawing water, he'll remember that the tevila's kli on its own is forbidden. Eisve, so when I ask challenges further, kli shenit mamer of Yom Tov. If a kli rather had become tamei on Erev Yom Tov with an av hatuma, ein matbilin also b'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to tovel it on Yom Tov because you should have toveled it before Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov, but if it became tamei on Yom Tov, matbilin also b'Yom Tov, then you're allowed to tovel it on Yom Tov to use it for that day because you didn't have an opportunity to tovel it before Yom Tov. It wasn't tamei before Yom Tov. But v'Misa, if the Chacham were really so strict about tefillah and they made gzeros l'gzeros, so nigzar de Yom Tov atu de erev Yom Tov, they should make a gzera that you're not allowed to tovel a kli on Yom Tov, lest you come to do it on Erev Yom Tov as well. Says Gemara, Tuma b'Yom Tov milsa l'shchichi, or milsa l'shchichi l'gazu barabanan. It's very uncommon for Tuma to become an issue on Yom Tov, and since it's uncommon, a milsa l'shchichi d'rabanan where it never goes around. Eisvei, the Gemara challenges even further. Kli shenitma b'avatuma in matbilin milsa b'Yom Tov. A kli that becomes tamei on Erev Yom Tov with an avatuma, you're not allowed to tovel on Yom Tov. But b'vlada tuma, if it had become tamei on Erev Yom Tov from a Rishon Lutuma, then Matbilin also be Yom Tov. Then you're allowed to tovel on Yom Tov, because Mida Oraisa, a Kli can't become Tame from a Vlad HaTuma, from a Rishon Lutuma. Such a Tuma would only be Mida Rabbanan in the first place. Mida Oraisa, a Kli can only become Tame from an Av HaTuma. And therefore, since the whole Tuma is only a Tuma Mida Rabbanan, they were makel about toveling it on Yom Tov. But V'im Isa, but if it's true that we're so strict about toveling Kelim on Yom Tov, so nigzar ha atu ha, why do we make a gzeira that you can't tovel a kli that became tameh with a vlad atuma, lest you tovel a kli that became tameh with an av hatuma? And says Gemara, vlad hatuma hechi mishkachasla. Where do you ever find a vlada tuma that requires tevila? For chulin, you certainly don't need it, because a kli is only a sheni latuma if it touched a rishon latuma, and it's therefore not able to be metame any food that touches it, because a sheni can't make something a shlishi when it comes to chulin. When it comes to chulin, the end of the line is a sheni. So where do you ever find this issue? Gabi kohanim. The only time you could ever find an issue over here is if it comes to a kohen wanting to eat truma that was in this kli, because truma can become a shlishi l'tuma. But that's not a problem, because kohanim's reason hate. Kohanim are very careful, and therefore they're not going to make this mistake. So you don't have to worry about it. Tashma Agmar brings another eye. Nida she'ein la begadim. Let's say you have a nida, it's time for the tovel on Yom Tov, and she doesn't have tahor clothing to wear for after she goes to the mikvah, and she can't tovel the tamei begadim because you're not allowed to be tovel kelim on Yom Tov. We often think of tevilas kelim as just like pots and pans and forks and knives. No, kelim meant clothing also. So she had to tovel her clothing, but you're not allowed to tovel your clothing or any such kelim on Yom Tov. So halacha is is ma'aremes v'toveles bibgadeha. What the woman should do is go into the mikveh with her clothing on, and then the clothing will become toveled while she's becoming toveled. But v'emisa, but if you're going to make all sorts of gezeros and chumras when it comes to toveling kelim, nigzer d'masilat bulibei nayhu, shouldn't you make a gezera that she might come to tovel the begadim on their own, independent of her? Says Gemara, shayni hasa mitok shel hutrala ela al yedei malbush zechurihi. It's such a weird experience. She's going to be going into the mikveh wearing her clothing. That will certainly serve as a reminder that you're not allowed to tovel kelim on their own. Rav Yosef amar gezera mishum schita. The reason you're not allowed to tovel kelim, a totally different reason now. Up until now, we've been working with the reason that you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Yom Tov. We've been saying that, what do we say, that you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Yom Tov, gzeira, shemi yitlanu biyado, lest you come to carry it, dalet amos. That was Rabbah. Rav Yosef is saying a totally different reason. No, you know why you're not allowed to tovel kelim on Yom Tov? Because begadim are kelim also, clothing is kelim also, and if clothing gets wet, you tend to squeeze it out, and that's a violation of schita. Amle Abaye, so Abaye says, Tenach Kelim de Bnei Schita Ninu. That makes a lot of sense for Kelim, which are subject to Schita, like Begadim, but Kelim de Lav Bnei Schita Ninu. Those Kelim, like pots and pans, where you can't do Schita, Maikal Meimar, why can't you tovel those Kelim on Yantif? Amle Gzerahani, Atohani, we make a Gzerah, you can't tovel pots and pans, lest you come to tovel regular Begadim. Esve Kalani Tiyufta, so we ask all the Tiyuftas that we asked on Rabbah, that if you're so strict and you're making even Gzeros, the Gzeros, when it comes to Tevilas Kelim, why don't you make Gzeros in all these other situations that we already showed the challenges from? V'shanilei, and we answer all the same answers, Kiddushanin, and the same answers like we answered for Rabbah. Rabbibi Amar, Rabbibi says, the reason you're not allowed to Tevil Kelim, and you have to have a third reason. Gzera Shema Yasha. We're afraid a person is going to keep Kelim Tumeim around, and just wait to Tevil them until Yantiv, because Yantiv is off from work, Yantiv has a little more time, so keep keeping Tamei Kelim around is asking for trouble. It's likely that he's going to make so many other things Tamei. In order to discourage that, we want to make sure that that he doesn't wait till Yantiv, so we tell him, you can't tovel on Yantiv anyway. Tanya Kavaseid Rav Bibi, so we have a brisa that says just like Rav Bibi. Klesh and Nithma Meir of Yom Tov, in Matvid Los of Yom Tov. Why? Gzeira Shem Yasha, exactly what Rav Bibi said. Rava Amar, a fourth answer. Mipnei Shenira Kemisakin Kli. The reason you're not allowed to tovel a kli on Yantiv is it looks like you're being misakin the kli. Frankly, Gemara Yahachi Adam Nami, doesn't it look like you're being misakin a person when a person goes to the mikvah? Adam Nira Kemaker, nah, doesn't look so bad by a person, because by a person it looks like he's just going to cool off, it looks like he's going swimming. Frankly, Gemara Hatenach Mayim Yavim, that's good if he's going into clean water, Mayim Rayim, but if he's going into dirty water that no one in his right mind would ever go into to stam go swimming, Mayikal Amemar, he's going to the Ariz mikvah in January, you know, no one in the right mind would go, forget it, it's not dirty, but it's freezing cold, so you can't say that it's near a kemekar. So well, then what would you say? Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Pavim Sha'adam Ba, but sheref, sometimes a person will come in very hot weather, and he'll bathe himself even in the most horrible, disgusting flax water. So you can't say that that if it's dirty water, no human being would ever go in it. No, it always is near a kemaker. It always looks like he's going swimming. Says Gemara, Tenech bimosa chama, bimosa gshab, meik lememer. Yeah, that's good when it's hot outside. What about when it's cold outside? Sometimes even in the winter time, if a person is dirty enough, if he's filthy enough, he'll go and he'll clean himself off, even in cold water, because he just wants to be clean. So we're right in the middle of a conversation, but we'll continue with that Bezras Hashem next time. So again, what we just did right now is four different explanations why it's usher to tovel kelim on Yom Tov. What are the four explanations? We had the one possibility, the Rabbah's possibility, that we're afraid you're going to carry it, Dalet Amos and Rosh HaRabim. Then we had the idea that, what was the second one? We had the second possibility that... why am I forgetting it? So we had Dalet Amos Rosh HaRabim, then we had Then we had the Rav Yosef, right, Mishum Schita, that you might come to squeeze it out. Then we had Rav Bibi, who said that we're afraid you're just going to leave it around too long. You're going to keep tummy things around too long. Then we had Rava, who said that, no, it's Nirakim Masakin Kli. It looks like you're trying to be Masakin Kli, that you're fixing a Kli on Yontif when you tovel it on Yontif.